My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to plan a closing ceremony. When you know a chapter of your life is coming to an end, do something to mark that end. That moment for reflection can make life feel more rich and full. So as country singer Brad Paisley sings in his song, there is a last time for everything. But we don't always know when that last time is happening. Maybe it's waking up at 5 a.m. to see what Santa brought. There will come a year when your kids don't do that. But you don't know for sure when they are doing it one particular Christmas morning that that will be the last early Christmas morning. And the next year, they will be big enough to sleep in. Many of us have said goodbye to relatives, assuming we were saying goodbye for a little bit. Not forever, in this world at least. But life can change quickly. We can't always know when something is the last time. But for some things, we do know. When you graduate from an institution, you are ending your time there as a student. That is why we have a big ceremony to mark the moment. When you leave a job, you often do something to mark the end of your tenure, particularly if you've been there for a while. Those are big, obvious endings. But even many smaller endings represent real change in a life. Acknowledging that change can make transitions more mindful. So, for instance, if you have worked for 3 months with a team on a project, do something real to mark the end of the project. It doesn't have to be a dinner if that doesn't really work well for everyone. Simply ordering a team lunch or having a quick ceremony on Zoom where you all share your favorite memory can send everyone off with good feelings and maybe remind you that you would like to work with these people again. Same with a volunteer project. You don't have to let it just slowly end. Acknowledge the ending and talk about what you are taking from the experience. I've always thought it would be great if social groups would acknowledge an end to their get-togethers. This book club was great for a year, and now people are getting too busy. Take a moment to acknowledge this and thank everyone for being part of it. And maybe share a funny anecdote. Even things that might seem a bit silly can be worth a closing ceremony. Many of us spend a lot of time in our cars. So if you are trading your car in and getting a new one, you might take a moment to acknowledge all that time and thank the car for its service, or at least talk with your family members about memories you share from time you spent in that car. When we sold our old house earlier this year, I took the kids back there one last time to walk through it. We knew that would be the last time we would be there. So we wanted to walk through the halls and think about our memories. Yes, home is wherever we all are together. But we made a lot of memories in that home. It was nice to have one last night to acknowledge that. In general, people don't always like thinking about endings. That's why we call graduations commencements, like it's the beginning of something. And it is. But it is also a finishing. We don't always like to acknowledge that things will end, like social groups. Perhaps it reminds us, in a way, of our mortality. I've realized that while I have watched a lot of Olympic opening ceremonies, I really haven't watched that many closing ceremonies. I imagine many of us are like that. But how we end matters. An end can make a conscious transition. That allows us to mindfully close one book as we open another. We can reflect on the memories and start moving forward with fewer loose ends. So plan a closing ceremony for any endings in your life. That can make the passing time feel a little more special and less like a loss. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.